For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A feisty debate tonight. Donald Trump was the only one of 10 Republican presidential candidates debating tonight in Cleveland who won't pledge to support the eventual GOP nominee. Trump says he intends to win. Trump also said he had no time for political correctness when asked if he was concerned that some of his remarks in the past might be offensive to women. He also joked that the remarks were directed at actor Rosie O'Donnell. Unlike the feisty primetime debate between the top polling tier of the GOP candidates at a debate in Cleveland, the seven other candidates considered at the bottom of the polls faced off before a largely empty arena. The forum was less hostile. Most of the criticism was directed at the Democrats. A man who claimed to be Tarzan has been arrested after he allegedly climbed a tree and tried to get into the monkey exhibit at a Southern California zoo. A zookeeper called 911 Tuesday morning to report that a shirtless man plastered in mud had climbed about 20 feet into a tree at the bird exhibit at the Santa Ana Zoo. He had left by the time the police arrived but was taken into custody a short time later. On a previous Dark Matter News report, we'd reported about a Jeep that hackers were able to take over. Now Tesla Motors appears to be a victim of such attacks as well. On Thursday, it has sent a software patch to address security flaws in the Tesla Model S sedan that could allow hackers to take control of the vehicle. Cybersecurity researchers said they had taken control of a Model S and turned it off at a low speed, one of six significant flaws they found that could allow hackers to take control of the vehicle.
Hi, I'm Jamiel Schulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Art Bell had a special guest last night who believes that the Earth is flat. And our roving reporter, John G., is out in the field with a special report for Dark Matter News.
Hello, this is John G. with Dark Matter News. I am here on assignment waiting on aerospace engineer, Pulitzer Prize winner. He is an anonymous flatlander. We are trying to prove that the Earth is flat. And we're waiting here today on assignment to talk to a airline pilot that goes by the handle Skip Trace. He is a confirmed flat planet believer. He is anti-Earthball, and he has set his sights on setting sail against this giant flat landscape he calls Flurth. Equipping Skip's plane with new flat lens cameras that were developed specially by Mr. Anonymous Bob, the leader of the anti-Earthballers. Anonymous Bob stated that we are subject to one of the world's greatest and most advanced conspiracy theories ever, that we've all been duped into believing that the Earth, not round, but it is flat indeed. We would like to issue a challenge to Mr. Anonymous Bob. We'd like for you to prove that the Earth is flat. Anonymous Bob, the gentleman that says that the Earth is flat, has been tracked down and was found to be working for U.S. Globe. He felt that it was the best place to start making a difference from the inside. Anonymous John about Earth Ballers, he said it doesn't take anything to believe that the Earth is round. It might take just a little bit more than facts, maybe even some faith, to believe that it's flat. Anonymous Bob says that we have been duped to believe that we are living on a planet that is not round. That's not what he said, but that's what he meant. He was about as confusing as the last 10 seconds of this first cast here. But I do know one thing. I'm hungry. And when I get hungry, I reach out for some flatbread. It seems that facts are not important, or physics, or even the basics of science, to prove that the Earth is not round, but indeed flat, according to Anonymous John, a guest last night on Art Bell. But I'd like to ask him this one question. We don't need science. We don't need math. Just give us some hard proof. Find someone who will fly a plane, who will gas that plane and fly it all the way across this flat Earth with a flat camera. Something that will take flat panoramic pictures. Just give us some proof. That's all we ask.
Thanks, John G., for that report. Such that it was. I'm Leo Ashcraft, and this is Dark Matter News.